Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour of Motown Memories will be dedicated to the greatest female singing group of all time, the Supremes. Consisting of Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard, they had 12 number one hits from 1964 to 1969. We'll hear them all this hour, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Me. folks. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was Baby Love. That reached number one from 1964. That was the second number one single from the Supremes. And before that, the first number one, also from 1964, Where Did Our Love Go? And we started off with the very first top 40 song the Supremes had. The only one from 1963, it reached number 23 when the love light started shining through his eyes. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring the greatest female group of all time, the Supremes. Well, the Supremes rose from the poverty of Detroit's Brewster Housing Project to become Motown's most consistent hitmaker and the most popular female group of the 60s. The Supremes sang in a polished style that bridged the worlds of pop and soul. The greatest success came with songs tailor-made from them by Motown's premier in-house writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doggia, and Eddie Holland. Well, let's listen to another great song written by these three gentlemen, Come See About Me, number one from 1964, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Keep
Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Back in My Arms Again, that reached number one from 1965. And before that, another number one from that same year, Stop in the Name of Love. And we started off with Come See About Me, number one from 1964. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this entire hour is dedicated to the great music of the Supremes. Well, under the watchful eye of Motown founder Berry Gordy, the partnership between the Supremes and the writing team of Harlan, Doja, and Harlan yielded an astonishing run of number one hits during the 1960s. Well, in June of 1965, they set a record for the most consecutive number one hits by an American group, when that song we just heard, Back in My Arms Again, rose to the top of the Billboard singles chart. This milestone is all the more impressive because it occurred at the height of the British invasion, a period when beat groups from abroad otherwise ruled the charts. Let's continue now with a number 11 song from 65, Nothing But Heartaches, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
All my life I needed someone to need me.
on the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, feeling so divine, till I leave the past behind. I'm lost in a world made for you and me. I
emails, MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, that reached number 9 from 1966. And before that, a number 5 tune from that same year, My World Is Empty Without You. Before that, a number 1 from 65, I Hear a Symphony, and we start off with Nothing But Heartaches, number 11 from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories, this is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the great songs of the Supremes during this entire hour. While known in-house as Motown's sweethearts, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, saw the potential in them from the beginning. He was quoted as saying in his autobiography that all three girls had qualities so unique, I'd often think if they could make us feel the way we do, why can't they do that to the rest of the world at large? Well, he was dedicated to making that happen, and he certainly did. Coming up during the next half hour, more Supremes. So keep it here, right here on Motown Memories.